One language construct essential to programming is the variable. Just like in grade school algebra, a variable is something that represents a value. For example, the variable x could represent the integer 42. Then if the variable y equals x plus 1, y has to equal 43. Working with variables in C is a little trickier than in algebra, though. First, you have to declare the variable. Declaration means exactly what it sounds like. You are declaring to the C compiler that you are creating a new variable and that you are going to use it in your code. This also means that if you declare a variable but never use it, the C compiler will throw an error that your variable is declared but never used. Let's look at how to declare a variable. The syntax is pretty simple. All you have to do is write down one of the basic variable data types available to you in C, and then the name of the variable, along with a semicolon to end the statement. Here's an example of declaring a variable x that will hold an integer value. You simply write int x semicolon. That was easy. Now to actually use the variable we just declared, we have to assign a value to it. Assigning variables in C is done by using the equals sign. Here's an example. We declare int x, and then we say x equals 42. If you try to assign a value to a variable before you declare it, the compiler will throw an error. For example, this script would not work. Declare int x, say that x is equal to 42, and assign x plus 1 to y. But in this case, y hasn't been declared yet. But this script would work. We declare the integer x, we set x equal to 42, then we declare the integer y, and then set it equal to x plus 1. As you can see, we have to declare the variable before we can assign values to it. It's a hassle to declare each variable in a separate line before you can assign and use it. That's why C has the following shorthand syntax: int x equals 42, int y equals x plus 1. Although this syntax is convenient, the tricky part is that each line of this code is actually doing two things, both declaring a variable and assigning a value to it. Make sure to keep this distinction in mind while using the shorthand notation. Before moving on to other examples, let's cover the conventions for naming variables. So far, we've been using the classical staples of grade school algebra, x and y. While these certainly work as variable names, they're not very descriptive. Instead of individual characters or words, try using phrases. So if you're counting a number of coins, don't use x or n, but use something like number coins or num coins. This eliminates ambiguity from your code, so anyone scanning it can easily understand what the code is trying to accomplish. Naming variables as phrases instead of individual words is descriptive and useful, but each word in the phrase needs to be separated for readability and style. In C, a typical convention is to separate words with an underscore. So an integer used to keep track of a number of coins could be named num underscore coins, or number underscore coins. Other languages have a convention of using camel case. The first word is lowercase, and the rest are capitalized, with no spaces or separation in between. For all of our code in C, though, we'll be sticking with the underscore convention. Now let's look at a few more examples of ways you can use variables in C. The first is a continuation of our previous example. We declare x and set it equal to 42. Next, we declare y and set it equal to x plus 1, so it's equal to 43. Lastly, we set x to be equal to 5. Now, what is the value of y? Even though we have changed the value of x to 5, the value of y is still 43. When we assigned y to be equal to x plus 1, x was equal to 42. Even though we've changed the value of x, the value of y remains the same. So what if we want y to be equal to the current value of x plus 1? Since we've already declared the variable y, we can simply write y equals x plus 1 again to now set y equal to 6. Next, we look at how to use variables with loops. For the sake of this example, let's set up a loop that runs forever. Just as a warning, you probably shouldn't do this in actual code, at least not if you ever want it to stop running. In the code we say, while true, declare the int x and set it equal to x plus 1, and then print that variable. In case you're unfamiliar with it, the printf function simply prints something to the console. In this case, it replaces the %d with the value of x and prints it. This code tries to print integers infinitely, starting with 1 and going upwards. But there's something wrong with it. The first statement we're trying to execute is int x equals x plus 1. Let's break this statement into the two steps that are actually happening. The first step is declaring the variable, the integer x. The next step is assigning its value. Writing the two steps separately, we can see what the issue is: int x and x equals x plus 1. When we try to assign x to the value x plus 1, the variable x on the right-hand side of the assignment doesn't even have a value yet. Here's how you would actually do it. First, we declare the variable x and set it equal to 0. Next, we loop infinitely. Every time the code loops, we increment the value of x, which means we increase it by 1. And then we print it out. This would end up printing exactly what we wanted, 1, 2, 3, and so on. That's just one more example of how we can use variables. That's all we have for you right now. I'm Vipul Shekhawat, and this is CS50.